Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
After concerns arose regarding the recent Alaska Department of Fish and Game emergency order that limited the bag limit for coho salmon on the Kenai Peninsula and around the state, questions were raised about whether or not the 2024 Kenai Silver Salmon Derby should proceed. However, the Kenai Chamber of Commerce, the City of Kenai, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game all agreed that the river could still be fished responsibly if the derby were to continue.
With the recent restrictions and careful consideration, we decided with Alaska Department of Fish and Game that they were in the derby practices already that focus on sustainable fishing, that we'd be able to continue the derby as planned.
That was Kenai Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Samantha Springer. On August 21st, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced that coho salmon bag and possession limits would be reduced to one fish and that the use of bait would be prohibited and gear would be restricted to single-hook artificial lures. Fish and Game Coordinator Matt Miller said tracking coho salmon numbers is a challenge, primarily due to the inability of sonar equipment to distinguish between small king salmon, large sockeye, and normal-sized coho.
The challenge that we have is that we don't have any real assessment for coho salmon. So we rely pretty heavily on what we hear from folks and talking to guides and anglers that are out there.
Reports of low catch rates, among other data, led to the department's decision to reduce the bag limits. That was when officials with the Kenai Silver Salmon Derby became concerned about the feasibility of this year's contest. They wanted to make sure the derby wouldn't place further strain on the coho population. Miller says he believes the derby can be executed responsibly.
We don't really see a need at this point to do further restrictions and encourage folks to get out there and enjoy the resource.
This year's derby runs from September 10th to the 15th. Tickets are $10 per day or $50 for the entire tournament and can be purchased at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce, Three Bears, or online. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Representative Justin Ruffridge of Soldotna announced last week that two of his bills, House Bill 309 and 371, became laws. Both pieces of legislation received overwhelming support during the 33rd legislature earlier this year. House Bill 309 allows optometrists to delegate routine tasks to their assistants and requires the Optometry Board to develop regulations, standards, and training requirements. These assistants will still perform all duties under the purview of the licensed optometrist. Without the ability to delegate testing to assistants, the efficiency of optometric offices would be greatly reduced and could result in the closure of some practices. Office closures could negatively impact areas of the state that may not have optometrists in a community or region. House Bill 371 streamlines the medical review organization process. Medical review organizations exist to examine causes of death, like illness and injuries, and compile statistics and reports to reduce such instances in the future, which leads to a healthier Alaska. The bill further ensures the longevity and lasting effectiveness of medical review organizations by removing the requirement that 75% of the committee members are healthcare providers. The previous requirement excluded some professions, such as state troopers, first responders, and social workers, often at the forefront of issues being investigated. Representative Ruffridge.
HB 371 helps to make sure if and when some sort of issue happens and you have to review why or what happened, that you have a huge number of people that are available to have that discussion.
The two bills add to the freshman representative's successful session. During this year's legislative session, four of his authored bills became laws: House Bills 56, 112, 309, and 371. Alaska school districts risk losing access to up to several hundred thousand dollars in federal funding aimed at homeless students if they aren't able to commit to spending it by the end of September. The money was included in a federal law providing pandemic relief, and national advocates have been pushing for Congress to extend the deadline as it became clear that money could go unspent. The exact amount Alaska districts could lose isn't clear. Alaska districts have spent nearly 70% of their $2.3 million boost, leaving more than $700,000 unspent, according to the national data updated on August 1st. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski worked on an amendment to the 2021 American Rescue Plan that secured $800 million nationally for students experiencing homelessness nationwide. Alaska districts received about eight times their usual annual funding. The National Conference of State Legislatures called on Congress to extend the timeline to spend the money under the terms of a longstanding federal law known as the McKinney-Vento Act. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.